Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 5th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Long-term genetic ORI1 inhibition modulates excitation-contraction coupling in female adult mouse ventricular cardiomyocytes. This study found that long-term genetic inhibition of ORI1, a store-operated calcium channel, modulates excitation-contraction coupling in adult mouse ventricular cardiomyocytes. Using a mouse model expressing a dominant negative human ORI1R91W mutant, researchers observed elevated intracellular calcium transients and calcium spark amplitudes in female mice compared to wild-type controls. These specific findings demonstrate a sex-specific contribution of ORI1 to cardiac excitation-contraction coupling. This indicates a novel role for ORI1 in cardiac function that varies between sexes. Article number 2. Clinical utility of stroke volume index in children with idiopathic and heritable pulmonary arterial hypertension. This retrospective study determined the clinical utility of stroke volume index in children with idiopathic and heritable pulmonary arterial hypertension. It assessed the prognostic value of stroke volume index, which was evaluated by right heart catheterization, in 103 pediatric patients. The study found a relationship between stroke volume index and adverse outcomes, specifically lung transplant and cardiac death. These findings established stroke volume index as a valuable prognostic indicator in this pediatric patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.